What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we have callers out there. Let's start with Kathleen in Paris. Aloha, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. What's on my mind is the terrorists and the from the Middle East and Africa and around, and how they were created. We bombed their weddings, their funerals. Yep. We bombed their grandmothers picking food out in the field, and of course, when you see your grandmother blowed up, you're going to maybe have an excuse to be a terrorist, because you're going to hate the Americans who did that. And every time we kill somebody, drone them, every relative they have is a potential terrorist. And
yeah.
And I would like to hearken back to John Perkins, who wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And most people probably know what that's all about. And the list of countries in the world that John Perkins and his type went into all these countries and loaned them money. We loaned them money that they are responsible for, because they only got the debt. But who got the money was corporations, international corporations. Yeah. And the little country got the debt. So that's why they're all in debt, and their countries are not prosperous enough to offer them a living. And I'm sorry, but don't we have at least acknowledge that? I don't know what to do about it. I'm sorry, I can't call up with answers.
Imposed debt is the enslavement mechanism. They don't have to buy chains. They don't have to buy manacles. They don't have to buy any of that stuff. But imposing debt on people and convincing them that they have an obligation to pay that debt, even when the debt comes about through fraud. I remember when Greece was dealing with their debt, and Christine Lagarde came on out and said, it doesn't really matter if the debt was created through the fraud of the Greek government. You, the Greek people, are responsible for it. And as long as they go on believing that, they are enslaved. And so in the 20th, 21st centuries, that debt, that private central banking debt, that is the enslavement mechanism.
Yes, you're quite right. But and I guess what? If we just stop paying taxes and credit cards. I couldn't believe it. I was looking at some reports out of Italy because, you know, they've been hit by these humongous storms.
Oh, yeah, they're having a tough time over there.
The Italian government suggested to them that they could just stop paying taxes and their credit cards because of all that. The Italian government said that. They get a pass on their taxes and paying their credit cards. Now, I can just imagine America saying that. But
yeah, I can really imagine America saying that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, I would like to say another little thing that I personally noticed. Capital controls have started in France. I can take only about half as much money from my American bank at the ATM machine as I could before. So
yeah.
Capital controls have started, and that's what happened in Greece a few years ago when they had their problem, and the Greek people went to the ATM machine and they were allowed to take 50 euros, which is enough to live for one day. And so then tomorrow they could come back tomorrow and take another 50 euros. But, you know, I'm just waiting. I mean, what I could take from my ATM has been cut in half. And so I'm waiting for it to be cut in half again. And I'm being charged bank fees on both ends now.
Paying more money in service charges to get the same amount of cash you used to get out all at one time.
Right. Right. So it started, the financial, you know, I don't know, you and me probably were both wondering what's going to come first, the financial collapse or a war. And I mean, if I, somebody would bet, if there was a place to bet, I would bet on the war. But I don't know.
Yeah, I would tend to bet with you because our government, when they get into an economic mess like this, they do try and get out of it with a major war, crash of 1917, World War One, crash of 1929, World War Two, crash of 2008, and here we are on the brink.
But we've got the internet now. People got, a lot of us got our eyes open. I mean, a few years ago, before I started listening to you, and then was led to some other independent sites, before that, I was just like most people sleeping, you know. I hadn't had my red pill. I think my first one was either JFK murder or the bombing of the USS Liberty. But from there, I started going down the rabbit holes, and now I see, you know, we got no chance, really, unless we just stop paying taxes, stop paying our credit cards, realize that the debt is illegal that they're charging us, and stop it. But, yeah, it has to be, like you said once before, it has to be all of us doing it once. At once.
Yeah. You know, I know people like Layla are out there saying we've all got to do something, and we've got to organize, and we've all got to move as one. I understand what you're feeling. I understand the frustration. I understand the anger. I mean, I've been doing this for just about a quarter of a century now. I've been doing talk radio for over 10 years now. And it is very frustrating and angering to see so many people suffering while the elites are just getting richer and richer and just having the time of their life. But I don't want to be personally responsible for initiating something that gets a bunch of people killed. And maybe it's because I am an old guy where, you know, I don't want to be involved in that. I'm trying to find a peaceful way through. I'm trying to Gandhi this.
Well, I'm not like Layla saying go down there and get in the middle of it. I'm saying stop paying your taxes and stop paying the credit cards. That's quite sort of peaceful, because if their way to control us is financial, then we fight back financially.
Well, a better way to do it is to try and pay off all the credit cards and your loans, because that reduces the available money supply, and they could get into some serious trouble that way. That's something most people don't understand. If there was no debt in this country, there would be no money. Because what passes for money in this country is created out of thin air and loaned into circulation at interest.
But you said it was impossible to pay it off.
Because of the interest, no, you can't. But I was basically trying to simplify the situation a little bit. We lost this country 100 years ago when they created the Federal Reserve. That's when we were sold into the slavery of the very same banking system we fought the revolution to break free of, by a corrupted president and a corrupted Congress. And things have just gone downhill from there. Kathleen, I'm going to let you go. We got a bunch of callers on the line here. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And let's see, Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All tax is theft. I didn't call for tax reasons. I wanted to recommend a video to post to What Really Happened if you like it. It's by Lee Stranahan. It's called There's No Secret About Who's Behind the Caravan. And he goes through in real time and shows you different organizations. But one that I found interesting was Pueblo Sin Fronteras, which is actually a day laborers organization. That's they have a web page. There's even a donate button on their website. It's pretty hilarious how organized they are. And they actually post photos from past caravans, like, you know, like it's a picnic or something. So once again, it's there's no secret about who's behind the caravan. And if you could link to it, it's really interesting. It's almost humorous if it weren't so tragic. And I'm hoping there's no false flag down there at the border so they can wave a bloody shirt. Hey, Mike,
there may well be.
On taxes, I just have to say this. If we want to take control back, we have to be able to determine where our tax dollars are spent. And I think that would be a first step in taking the reins back and simply say, I'm not funding any wars for Israel, who really... When you say our government, I almost want you to have a caveat and say Israel's puppet government, because we know all our wars are benefiting Israel and the military-industrial complex. But, yeah, where our tax dollars are spent could be a good first step, and I'll let you go on that note. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. If you go back and you read the original Constitution and you look at how this country was set up, you begin to realize just how brilliant Thomas Jefferson was, because he crafted a government that was going to serve the people, protect their rights and their freedoms, and deliberately limit the rich and powerful from causing too much mischief. Unfortunately, over time, the money junkies and the power mad, the sociopaths, have chipped away at all of those, to where what we have today is the exact form of government Thomas Jefferson and the rest of them wish to avoid. A very wealthy, very powerful oligarchy, and the American people having no more power and authority to change things. See, this whole charade we're going through today with the midterm election, this was supposed to be how we would rein in out-of-control government spending by refusing to vote certain people back into the Congress. But with all the election fraud and huge amounts of money pouring in from corporate interests, that Citizens United decision was one of the biggest disasters to befall the American people in history. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Sovereign Man, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me? We were talking about encouraging people to go back to flip phones. But with the new advent of the 5G networks coming online this month,
yes,
it wouldn't be advantageous because these new flip phones are not going to be received by these the new network.
Well, so, why would you need them to? Well, you know, the 5G is to give you the bandwidth to stream movies and TV shows to your smartphone. If you have a flip phone that's not doing it, then you can work on the older networks.
Yeah, well, they're eventually going to be phased out. By the way, you do know what SMART stands for, right?
Enlighten us.
Satellite Monitoring and Remote Tracking. It is the NSA wet dream.
Well, I don't know if that's really where the name came from, but you're absolutely right. We're carrying around our own portable surveillance device. It's got cameras, microphone, GPS tracking, and. Now, here's the situation, though. The NSA is collecting all this data. They've got so much of it, they really can't make heads or tail of any of it. Have you seen the NSA actually find a real terrorist in all this data?
No, it's not their objective.
What is their objective?
That's their excuse, but that's not the objective.
It seems to me like a huge waste of time, energy, and money to keep everybody. Give me a second. It seems like it's a typical government operation, huge waste of time and money, because the vast majority of the American people are law-abiding. They're not harming anybody. And you know something? Despite all this surveillance, we still have acts of terror taking place in this country, which means the system does not work. It's a boondoggle. Probably a bigger boondoggle than the F-35.
I beg to differ, Mike. I believe that the occupying force known as the United States Corporation out of the District of Columbia, the 10 miles square, is doing a very good job of what its objective is to do, and that is to enslave American population.
We're already enslaved to the Federal Reserve. And yes, they're using these phones and so forth to collect marketing data on us. But we're already slaves. We're slaves to the Federal Reserve. We've been slaves to the Federal Reserve for 100 years now.
Yeah, I don't know about this we thing. You know, it's not my government. I govern myself. I really don't need government. Okay?
No,
but,
me neither.
You know,
I'm very well behaved without government.
Yeah, I mean, the corporations known as states, I want emergency services when somebody, you know, hits another vehicle, you know, creates harm to another. I want, you know, people directing the traffic. I want people there to help, you know, help the people. You know, sometimes I will even do it, you know, before mm-hmm. the first responders show up and make me leave the scene, you know?
Yeah, I've been through that myself.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we got to do what our hearts lead us to do. I mean, can fight the good fight, you know, till the race is either ended or won.
Well, you know, I'm like I said, I'm trying to find a Gandhi-esque way of resolving this issue. I'd like to avoid a world war, especially because Claire and I are out here in the middle of the Pacific. And if it comes to a shooting war with Russia and China, this island will get hit. Anyway, Sovereign Man, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to switch. We're going to switch over to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Sitting here, you know, watching 7 different video feeds, listening to you on talk radio and reading some documentation, all trying to follow this election thingy. And it's amazing if for people who can do this, it's amazing the different viewpoints you get from all the different outlets. But one of the things that I found really interesting was watching this little town hall of 21 people on a panel of just regular people living in, you know, the townsfolk, not politicians. These were just average, everyday, run-of-the-mill folks, 21 folks in the state of Arizona. And this was a very mixed group. There were some Hispanics, some blacks, some whites, some Asians, half of them Republican, half of them Democrat. So it was a very good mix of people. And it was amazing how, of all of these people, almost every one of them, on the issue of this caravan thing and immigration, almost every single one of them are on the same page, regardless of the ethnic background, regardless of their political affiliations. But what I found really interesting was you have there were these Asian woman, a Latino woman, a couple other people from other countries who came here, admitted, we are legal. We came here legally. One woman said, it took me 10 years to become an American citizen. And all of them were saying, this whole thing with the caravan is an invasion. And so when the question was asked, how many of you are willing to just let these people come on in? Only two people raised their hands, and both of these were black men. Now, I find this very interesting that the immigrants who came here legally are calling this an invasion, but black men who were born and raised here don't see a problem with this. I'm just stunned.
Well, there have been quite a few cases where some of these journalists, TV people, are trying to interview Americans on this open borders issue, and they keep running into, you'll pardon the expression, a brick wall. Because the people who came here legally, they don't like being confused for the ones who are here illegally, and everybody recognizes the crime, the health problems, and the economic strain that this unchecked border crossing is causing. Anyway, Art, got to let you go, got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and finishing up with computers. Once again, there's another warning out there. This is coming from We Live Security. This is a blog run by IT firm ESET, and they discovered 29 apps available from the Google App Store for Android phones that were stealing banking details. Now, I know one of the big attractions of these smartphones is you can have all your banking stuff there, and you can pay by doing your smartphone, but it does set you up to be a victim. And Android security has never really been all that great. Apple is better, but it's not perfect. Google has now taken down these malicious apps, and they were things like power management apps, horoscope apps, and they were all infected by this Trojan malware that controls the app remotely. Now, this is all big business. We've left behind the days of the script kiddies sitting in their parents' basement, you know, coming up with stuff that's malicious. This is big business. Huge amounts of apps out there, huge amounts of computers controlling them. It's a big money-making operation. And apparently, almost 30,000 users downloaded these apps. And so you might want to check what's going on. And one of the big problems that has now emerged in the smartphones is if you get an infected app and then you delete it, it leaves behind the malware portion. And one of the things that I don't like about the opacity of the iPhone is you can't get in there and look for yourself and see what's going on. Now, when I first got an iPhone many, many years ago, I remember I was working on Lost, and I did go ahead and jailbreak it, and I was able to telnet into it, and I could see what was going on. But if you do jailbreak your iPhone or whatever the equivalent is for the Android, you even open yourself up more wide to malware, because a lot of the stuff that floats around the jailbreaking sites is malware. Like I said, a lot of people are giving up the smartphones and going back to a flip phone. And you really should not be keeping your banking details on your smart device. You're just being set up to be victimized here. Now, we all have this image of the ascent of man. It's this very well-known graphic of pre-hominid monkeys, and then it goes to the next and the next, and Australopithecus, finally to Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon. And each one of these creatures is standing a little higher and a little more erect. Well, it turns out that's not accurate. Apparently, somebody did a digital reconstruction of a Neanderthal's rib cage and found that the primitive hominid had better posture than modern humans, as well as stronger lungs. Of course, these days we're all hunched over our computer keyboards and our tablets and our smartphones, so none of us are really all that great for posture. But Neanderthal were not these knuckle-dragging beasts. And apparently they were on a par with Homo sapiens. And now, of course, it's theorized that in point of fact, Neanderthals and Cro-Magnon interbred to give us modern Homo sapiens, which would explain some of the people we have in Congress here. We've been talking more and more about the vaccine issue, and there is more and more evidence surfacing. Something's going on that we're not being told. Now, there are 8 common childhood food allergies. And these 8 allergies include peanuts, nuts, wheat, soy, milk, eggs, fish, and shellfish. And all of them are used as adjuvants in CDC recommended vaccines. I don't think that's a coincidence. I mean, you're being injected with alien proteins, foreign animal blood cells, aborted baby blood cells, known carcinogens, heavy metal toxins. It's almost like the plan is to make the kids chronically sick, and then they'll be a lifetime source of revenue for the pharmaceutical companies. Is our society really that cynical? Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time in history that doctors have been accused of starting illnesses in order to make a profit. So, I'm in favor of repealing all mandatory vaccines and allowing the parents to make that choice. And more importantly, to put the burden of proof of safety and efficacy back on the pharmaceutical industries. You don't get to just jab that needle in my kid until I know, as for a fact, it's safe. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We have a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we are just a little bit less than half an hour away from when the first polls close. And apparently over in Orlando, Florida, at the New Life Church of God, hundreds of students have been waiting in line for hours. There's only one voting machine there. And because the polls are getting ready to close, the kids are being turned away. Now, remember, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, we reported on how millennials were surprising pollsters by leaning more toward the GOP. And by the way, I just reposted my article, How to Have an Honest Election. You might want to share it with your friends. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No, what you just said about, you know, keeping financial information on your phone, or I don't do bank transactions on either my phone or my computer. You know, I know better than that. But as far as I got a call today, somebody saying they're the IRS. Now, I got this before, somebody like that too.
Yeah.
Even it got a text message. But I knew it was on me. So I called up and said, IRS. This is okay. Good. How's the weather there in Pakistan? There, Mohammed. What's going on?
Well, what you're talking about? I'm with the IRS.
say, so I asked him a few questions, and he hung up the phone, right? I knew, you know, I knew he was coming. But then I called the sheriff's department, told him, look, I called them before when I got a call like this before. I says, look, I'm not stupid. I know who these people are, what a scam this is. The IRS doesn't just call you like that, you know. I recognize the voice being somebody from a foreign country, probably Pakistan or India maybe. But a lot of people will get scammed, and they'll give them the information. They'll ask you for, you know, personal information and stuff like that. And these poor people will give it to them. I get other stuff, too, sometimes. They say, oh, you can lower your credit card. I don't even have a credit card anymore. I got rid of my credit card. So, you know, or at least I have a zero balance on it. So, and it's also somebody usually with a Pakistani-type, you know, foreign accent. So when I call the sheriff, I say, well, there's nothing we can do. And then they give me the number to FTC, to call the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. I call that. Yeah. I talk to some Indian, some woman, some, you know, real dingbat. And she tells me, she asks me all kinds of stupid questions. Look, I'm not making a complaint for me. I'm telling you, you need to investigate. I got the phone number and everything else. If you can get these people at this phone number, okay, that this is going on, because somebody else is going to get suckered and might give thousands of dollars away to these clowns. You know, they couldn't care less. This is one of the problems of this country. This is why, you know, when, what's that lady's name? I think she's originally from Palestine. Layla. You know what she said? We are headed towards a civil war if we keep this up. This can't go.
Yep.
You know, keep going like this. Like you said, like what's going on the border now, where they stopped illegal aliens? There, all this voting information. You can't keep. You know, this can't keep on going like this, and the people aren't going to just stand for it. We are headed either, like you said, for World War III. Well, for a civil war, personally, I'll take the civil war over World War III. I mean, at least we probably won't nuke each other, you know?
I wouldn't put it past them. You know,
at least we won't get it. That's what I'm saying. But I don't want something like that. But it's just about, you know, pushing it. People are just frustrated. How can you have any confidence in the voting system and in this government when you know that your vote is treated like this? When you know, the very symbol of a democracy, of a democratic republic, is just thrown out, you know, thrown in the toilet. How are you gonna have any confidence in that? Can you tell me that, Mike?
Well, you don't. I mean, I don't have any confidence in this government or the corporate media for that. But getting on back to the scam calls, it is a big problem. I actually get more scam calls than any other kind on my iPhone. And as a matter of fact, Claire and I were woken up this morning with this, you know, because I have the iPhone next to the bed in case something important happens. And the call was obviously recorded, was a woman's voice. It was so badly garbled, I couldn't understand what was being said, except, you know, illegal activity on your Social Security card, call this number, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, don't they understand the concept of a time zone? But if there is somebody that is supposed to be looking at getting this problem under control, and they're not doing it, it's because somebody above them has been bribed to leave things just the way they are. And that is also a big part of the corruption in our federal government. Like I said, organized crime. Organized crime is behind a lot of this stuff here. And so they go on over to their pet Congress critter and say, I hear this legislation being proposed to ban spoofed ID calls. You know, we're going to give you some money. You make sure that that legislation doesn't go anywhere. And that's how it works.
Yeah, it's what it is, you know, they're fishing for a sucker. That's what they find them. Don't kid yourself. I just hope everybody in this, you know, listening to you knows better, okay? Don't give any kind of information. I don't care what they're asking for. Don't give them credit card information. Don't give them your address. Don't give them your jack, okay? Because these people are fishing. They're looking for something. They're looking for somebody, something to hang on. And get very insulting with them. That's what I do. I start, even if it's a woman, I'll start cursing at her or tell her where she can stick something or something like that, or a man, anything. I'll even get insulting if it sounds to me like a...
I just hang up. I'm not going to waste my time on these people. Well, most of the scam calls I get are pre-recorded anyway, so there's nothing that you could say that they would hear. So You know, the thing that really bothers me is there's no way to stop these calls from coming in. Even if they're not spoofing the ID, there is no mechanism on the iPhone where you can block a caller. And I think it's a tremendous weakness. And I'm sure that Apple probably got some kind of a deal from the telemarketing companies to make sure that telemarketer calls could not be blocked. I mean, I keep signing up for that do not call list for telemarketers. It doesn't do any good. We're still getting flooded with the calls. Yeah, because all they have to do is put the call center in another country, and it's outside U.S. jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, like I said, a lot of them are criminals, and they're phishing. They're looking to get your information so they can steal your money and steal whatever else, or use your ID for some criminal purposes. Nothing good that they're up to. I just get it. Once in a while, I hit the one button just so I can curse them out, okay? Make them feel bad, if nothing else. Get it off, you know, because it's very annoying.
Oh, I'm sure. Especially cursed at a lot here. You know, I wouldn't waste my time. I wouldn't waste my time, really.
I wake you up at night sometimes.
Yeah.
Other times, like, I use my iPhone as a radio, basically, in the car, as you know, on the Bluetooth. A lot of times,
yes.
I'm listening to you. We're calling you from there. And the thing is, they'll call and it interrupts everything, and I have to go wind up doing everything again. And if you're driving, that becomes dangerous, you know? By the way, I just want to ask you something, too, about that. About using the Bluetooth, are you blocking the radiation by using the Bluetooth rather than holding in your ear?
I've got the little ear pieces, but these days I just kind of use my iWatch, which is on Bluetooth to the iPhone.
Yeah, but I mean, just using the Bluetooth, do you think that's safe too? I mean, you know, I don't have anything there.
Well, it's lower energy. It's lower level energy. And, you know, I don't have to put the watch right up to my ear and my mouth. I just sort of hold it Dick Tracy style and do the phone call that way.
I never got to watch because, again, I'm worried about the radiation by keeping on my skin that way. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what concerns me. But you don't think there's any danger to that?
I think there's a danger from the cumulative electromagnetic radiation all around us. But I think any one individual device is probably not an issue. But again, there's so much corporate interest caught up in all these electronic devices. We'll never get the true story about any of that stuff. Anyway, Mark, I need to let you go. We've got another caller waiting on the line here. And this is going to be Rhonda in Missouri. Aloha, Rhonda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I want to talk about voting. Two things. One, when I went to the poll today, lady in front of me, apparently she got married or something, and so she had a different name. And all the guy said was, and obviously she was American, I could tell too, but all he said was just make sure you get it changed and he let her vote anyway, which was nice.
Yeah.
Then I was just watching Fox News. Can you say stupid? This girl, Steve Ducey, apparently is down in a bar in Springfield, Missouri, and he's questioning people about how they voted. Now, on our ballot, we had the opportunity to vote for legalization of marijuana. Now, I personally don't smoke it. I don't have a thing against it. But it would, you know, bring in revenue. But the girl said, this is the thing, we vote separately. But the girl that was talking to him said the reason she voted for Claire McCaskill, who's a liar we all know from Project Veritas, but...
Yes.
Is because of Amendment 2, which was marijuana. I'm like, what does she have to do with that? You know? You can't, as a senator, if there's an amendment and it's passed, she can't do anything. It's still legal if it passes. Am I right?
So, well, it would have to be repealed.
Right. She doesn't have that authority, does she?
No, not by herself she doesn't. Not by herself.
Right. Right, it's a state issue, and anyway, so I just thought that was really kind of a weird answer. So I think everybody that has a brain should get out and vote, please. Anyway,
yeah,
thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open if you want to call on in. We're almost to the end of the show here. All righty. apparently one of the earliest scientists working with GMO, Caius Romans, is having second thoughts. Now, he was director of research at Simplot Plant Sciences from 2000 to 2013, where he led development of the company's genetically engineered innate potato. But over the last few years, Roman started to have serious doubts about his work and the potential health risks from eating GMO potatoes, which are now sold in 4,000 supermarkets in the United States. Now, he's written a book called Pandora's Potatoes, which just came on out, and it's a case study on how a scientist's initial enthusiasm about genetic engineering turns to doubt and fear as he realizes the hazards the technology can create. And we know that one area that has not been fully examined is the idea of protein expression. And we know from Roundup Ready Corn, for example, there are other side effects when you tinker with the genes, because obviously DNA is very compact. It's very self-referential. It's amazing how much information is stuffed into such a tiny molecule. But because of that, when you tinker with a gene in one location, it can and often does have unexpected changes elsewhere in the organism. And the example I like to use, of course, is that farmers who planted the Roundup Ready corn discovered the corn stalks were much tougher than the natural variety, and they actually had to get Kevlar belted tires for their tractors to keep them from being punctured. Well, nobody's looking for that stuff. Nobody wants to look for anything that might lead to the product being delayed getting to market. But apparently there have been a number of these scientists who were very early on to GMO that are now having second thoughts. Arpad Pusztai, Belinda Martineau, Thierry Vrain, John Fagan, and Michael Antonou. And they're basically, these are genetic engineers that are renouncing this technology and saying that it is, in fact, very dangerous. And it is. It's more dangerous even than nuclear power. And yes, I know we had Three Mile Island and Chernobyl and Fukushima. But if you make a mistake in a genome and it goes wild, it will be everywhere eventually. And I'm still thinking about that epicyte gene, which may have broken into the wild. We don't know. Nobody wants to look for it. Anytime there's an issue with any of these commercial products, oh, they find something else to blame. You know, it's Zika. You know, forget about the experimental vaccines over here. It's Zika. Zika never did that before. Well, just go with it here. A lot of people are still concerned about this mysterious polio-like illness that's paralyzing people, and it appears to be surging. Now, they're calling it acute flaccid myelitis, but apparently a lot of doctors are saying these are all the same disease. They just keep renaming it to try and keep the lid on the fact that the polio vaccine isn't really working and may, in fact, be causing the illness. And there was a story that came on out from Natural Blaze showing how when the polio vaccine was first licensed all the way back in 1954, they came on out with this claim that 30,000 people were getting polio every year. And then the next year, it went away. Oh, it was eliminated by the vaccine. But this article is showing basically it was creative bookkeeping, that the number of polio cases did not really decline. They just cooked the books over there. Now, this next story, probably you're going to be very upset about this. There's a lady, Candace Gunderson. She's a holistic wellness coach, and she's fighting to have her 13-year-old son removed from forced chemotherapy treatment for acute leukemia after he was given a clean bill of health by doctors. Now, when her son was first diagnosed, Gunderson was told that if she refused chemotherapy treatment, Child Protective Services would take the son away, and the son would have the treatment anyway. So she signed the consent form. The boy had a serious adverse reaction, and she refused further outpatient treatments and pursued alternative care for him. And that led a doctor to call CPS. How dare they not buy the product that we are selling? And the boy is going to be forced to go through treatment for 3 years, even though the cancer has now disappeared. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We got two callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to try and fit two phone calls in there, starting with Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, referencing that polio-like story, it's not polio-like, it is polio, a new resurgence of something that we got out of the United States many, many years ago, many decades ago, And it's basically coming in with your bioweapons from these refugees, sub-Saharan South Africans and Muslims and whatnot. We don't have tuberculosis like, we don't have typhus like. All this stuff is coming in with the sub-Saharans, and it's basically their bioweapon on us. Good.
Yeah, it's a public health disaster. But, you know, to the liberal Democrats and the open borders people, oh, it's a small price to pay. So you get sick, so your kids die. Really, just dream of that glorious new world order and the one world government, and everything will be just fine and hunky-dory.
Well, this is all CDC-controlled. The CDC is basically flying these in the CDC planes in the middle of the night and all various places. Dr. Patty Doyle, she broadcasts with she goes on as a guest at Rents. And she covers a lot of this stuff, and she, you know, it's just amazing what they're doing. Remember a story some months back how they were saying there's going to be a disease X. Remember this?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, so I think this, you know, this is part of the plan. I don't know what the deal is, but this disease X is something that they're concocting either through their experiments with these people or just the amount of these people is just gonna morph into something that's we've never seen before, except for maybe the Black Plague.
Well, it's we know what the technology is capable of. We know that both the United States and Israel have been working on ethnically sensitive biological weapons for quite some time, where you spray a city with this stuff, and only people of certain ethnic groups get sick and die. So,
sure.
I don't know, with all this anti-white talk, you know, makes me a little bit nervous to be white. Anyway, Rob, we're going to let you go because we're about out of time, and I want to give Robert and Sausalito a chance on the air. Robert, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Robert, are you there? Robert in Sausalito, going once, going twice. All right, I guess he hung up. All right, so we're going to close the phone lines here because we're almost to the end of the show. Pipe bombs have been in the news lately, and I'm not talking about the plastic ones that didn't really work. The U.S. natural gas infrastructure is painfully old. And there are explosions occurring. They don't make the news. But apparently over in the Merrimack Valley north of Boston on September 23rd, killed one person, injured dozens, destroyed more than 100 buildings. Nine more people were hurt in an October 15th explosion in Chesapeake, Virginia. Another nine were injured in an explosion in August in Denver, Colorado. 10 campers in New Mexico perished in a fountain of flame that same month when a gas line hundreds of yards away exploded. The government is not taking care of this nation. Our infrastructure is crumbling, whether it's toxic chemicals in our drinking water or natural gas pipes exploding or bridges collapsing. The government has failed its most basic responsibility to the nation and the American people. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of things to share with you. If you have not yet voted, get on out and vote. And I realize on the East Coast, the polls are closing right about now. But for those of you in the more westerly time zones, you still have time to get on out there and just get on out and vote. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.